Welcome to another EbizQ podcast.
Hello, EbizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, managing editor at EbizQ. Today, I'm at the Gartner Portals Content and Collaboration Summit in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm catching up with Laserfish, who is an enterprise content management vendor. And today, I have Kimberly Samuelson with me, who is the Director of Government Strategy at Laserfish. And she's going to be speaking this afternoon about agility and governance. Thanks for joining me today, Kimberly.
Thank you, Jessica.
So just before we started the podcast, you were going over, I think it was three uses or usages of enterprise content management, and you talked about governance quadrant. So do you want to talk a little bit about that on the podcast today?
Sure, absolutely. My pleasure. I just want to step back for a second and talk about technology in terms of agility. Any good software developer will tell you that the best way to build technology is to make it as agile as possible. So that's always our approach in terms of the usage of enterprise content management. You know, enterprise content management is very mainstream and very infrastructural. So because of that, the way we approach it and we approach our market is in terms of governance. So what is governance? Governance is a way any enterprise manages its information, because in many ways and through most activities, you know, information drives a process, is required to complete a step in a process, or is generated as a result of a process. So content drives process. So it's no longer the what I call finding and filing world. So it's no longer, oh, I got information, I just need to throw it somewhere. Oh, maybe I need to look something up occasionally. It's moved on to organizations, and because I concentrate on government, governments in particular, really emphasizing their need and ability to reuse their information assets, because government in many ways is in the information business. So where does that take us? That takes us to what I call the governance quadrant. You know, as an ECM vendor, I would love to tell you that technology solves all your needs and all your issues. It does not. So the governance quadrant is the four steps are people, processes, technology, and enterprise risk management. You know, people, obviously. IT, records managers, legal, etc., need to engage their stakeholders. These days, people have a say in how technology works within their organization and how they use technology within their organization. How many of us have downloaded iTunes on their work laptops? How many of us are using Google iChat? Users are going to do it whether you let them or not, so you might as well help them select the correct tools. In terms of governance, what types of records are business necessary? How do we want to manage them? What are our retentions? What governing bodies are we beholden to, which drives us into policies? This governance committee puts the policies together. Now, you know, there's state, there's federal, there's SOX, there's Sarbanes-Oxley, there's HIPAA, et cetera. I could go on and on and on. And there's only going to be more compliance issues, not less. So moving forward, we really need to think about that. Technology is my favorite part of the quadrant, obviously, because I'm an enterprise content management vendor. And that really speaks to the agility of enterprise content management as a product. Enterprise content management can serve in one of three ways. One is probably the most basic, and that's the universal repository for all the information assets within the organization. It's probably the most elementary way. It's the way we see a lot of people use it, but it doesn't so much work anymore for a lot of reasons. One, legacy systems. What are you going to do with your legacy systems? Does it make sense to cram everything into one bucket? Not always. You know what? Your enterprise is your enterprise. You need to make decisions how to use your data and how your data most makes sense being served to your user, which brings me to our second way to use enterprise content management. That's as integrative middleware. You know, I'm a user. I work in building and planning. I use GIS, the Esri product, all day. It makes sense that my content should be served to me through the GIS technology. You know, I work in finance. I use Oracle Financials. There's no reason why my content can't be served to me through that. I'm a nomadic employee. You know, there's a SharePoint portal set up where I can go in and log in and see my email and the like because I work from home. There's no reason why I can't access my content through that. So smart IT people see that information serving is dynamic. And by using ECM as integrative middleware, they're able to do that. And that brings me to our third way that we're seeing ECM used, and that's as a component of shared services. So oftentimes IT people are stuck with applications that replicate functionality. So they've got three different types of contract approval management going on with three different workflows. Does that make sense to, you know, in terms of support services, support time, support people, man hours? No, it doesn't. Why not purchase technology that allows you to do an information handoff? Somebody that's maybe built on using, if you're in a Windows environment, Windows Workflow Foundation, and takes advantage of being able to reuse your technology in more different and innovative ways. Same thing with search. Doesn't necessarily make sense to store your information in silos and only be able to search silos, so you've got to do 15 different searches versus one big enterprise search. So that's the end of the technology quadrant, and like I said, I go on about that because that's my favorite. Then there's the final square, which is enterprise risk management. You really need to look at that from a portfolio perspective. So it's about auditing. You know, it's about being able to see what your users do. And when you use ECM as an integrative middleware, no matter what application that person lives in, you're able to see what they do and how they're using and delivering the content and making sure they're maintaining their compliance and they're beholden to how they need to be, you know, to what regulating bodies they are beholden to. And then there's the great unknowable, which is e-discovery. So, you know, what is e-discovery? E-discovery is basically search with punishment behind it if you don't do it correctly. And you've got a lot of organizations that have to serve all of their electronic content with e-discovery, and it's tough to put together. But when you're using some sort of enterprise content management, especially in an integrative strategy, it's a lot easier to do that query, do that enterprise search, and serve that and not get dinged by the court for not doing it correctly. So they're the four quadrants of governance.
What are you thinking of the show? How's it going for you guys?
It's going great. Talking to a lot of users of technology, and it's exciting to see that from a philosophical perspective, the IT people are really interested in empowering their users and making better use of their information assets.
Right. Well, it's great to hear. Thanks again for joining me, Kimberly.
Thank you, Jessica.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.